Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today, we're tackling the Akashic Records.
Right, this idea of a sort of vibrational library holding every soul's journey.
Exactly. Past, present, future potentials, lessons learned. It's all supposed to be in there.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people hear different things about readings, you know. Questions come up. Are they valid? How do you know?
That's precisely our mission for this deep dive. We want to explore the different ways people approach these records.
And maybe offer some guidance on telling what feels authentic.
Especially, and this is key, looking at it from the angle of helping someone remember who they truly are. Almost like a therapeutic perspective, right?
Absolutely. Because the methods vary. You hear about specific prayers, meditation techniques, even channeling.
But what seems to cut across all those methods, according to what we've looked at, is the intention.
Yes. And the practitioner's connection. It has to be heart-centered.
Less about the ritual itself, more about the love, compassion, that openness.
Seems so. That genuine desire for the person's highest good seems paramount for getting clear, truthful information. Stuff that really aligns with their soul.
So how does someone listening actually discern that truth in a reading?
Well, the sources suggest paying attention to the feeling. Authentic information often brings this sense of expansion.
Expansion, like opening up.
Yeah, or a deep feeling of peace, maybe recognition, like, ah, yes, I know this, even if consciously you didn't.
Okay, a feeling of rightness, almost.
Exactly. If it resonates like that, feels expansive and true deep down, that's a really good sign.
But what if the information doesn't feel like that? What if it brings up, say, fear or just confusion?
Ah, okay, good point. Our sources strongly caution against that. Those feelings, fear, confusion, they're like, well, red flags.
So don't just accept it.
Definitely question it. Step back. Maybe even get a second opinion if something feels really off.
Which ties back into that therapeutic perspective we mentioned earlier, doesn't it?
It really does. If the intention is truly about helping someone remember their core self,
then the person giving the reading has a significant responsibility.
Absolutely. Their own clarity, their intention, their experience in navigating this, it becomes critical.
It's not about giving answers for them, but facilitating their own connection, their own remembrance.
Precisely. It's about empowerment, not dependence, helping them access their own inner knowing.
So when approached correctly, with that right intention and, you know, the necessary experience,
the goal is really about supporting spiritual growth. Deepening self-knowledge.
Helping you connect with who you are at the deepest level, remembering that essence.
So bringing it back to the listener, what's the takeaway here? These readings can be a really potent tool for self-discovery.
Potentially offering some profound insights into your soul's path, yeah.
But discernment is key. Approach it with openness, sure, but also with that critical awareness.
Trust your gut, essentially, your inner compass. Pay attention to what truly resonates within you.
Right. Your intuition is vital here.
Okay, so let's leave our listeners with something to mull over.
How about this? Consider how consciously aligning with what feels like your soul's deepest truth insights, maybe sparked by something like this, how could that actually shift the choice you make today?
And how might it change your understanding of your own life story as it unfolds?
Something to think about.